We are less than 2 weeks away from the Iowa caucuses. It's the first major test for the 9 Democratic candidates trying to distinguish themselves from each other. Here's Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman attacking Vermont Governor Howard Dean at this week's radio debate in Iowa.
I'm afraid Howard Dean has said a number of things that are polarizing. He has represented anger. Anger has fueled his campaign. America suffers when we're not united.
Whatever happened to party unity? Day-to-Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe about how he's trying to keep the Democrats together.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to begin by quoting from this week's New Yorker magazine an article about Howard Dean. The article says, "The most common knock on Dean that his candidacy is inordinately one of critique, that he is an angry insurgent who bilious attacks the Bush administration's policies while neglecting to provide a coherent and positive alternative vision originates from within his own party, gets amplified by the punditocracy, and should he win the nomination, will likely become a Republican theme. Is that a concern to you?"
Howard Dean has energized thousands of people across the country. He's obviously raised a tremendous amount of money. You know, I cannot tell you today who the nominee will be. As chairman of this party, I have to be totally neutral. But obviously, and I've got a pledge from all the candidates, whoever ends up being the nominee will support and have the support of the other candidates. So I'm looking forward to a unified party. But Howard Dean has been out. He has obviously talked about the differences and the problems with the Bush administration. He's obviously exciting a lot of people. But, you know, I remind you, Alex, not one person has actually voted yet. So we're still early in the process.
But I'm hearing from Joe Schmo Democrats, not people who are writing for The New Yorker, just ordinary voters, that it's the tone of this process that is of concern to them, that it just seems nastier.
Well, you know, and I talked to my good friend Bill Clinton the other day, and he reminded me in the tone and how nasty it was in 1992. He went through, as you know, a very vigorous primary time, and which really went up, as you know, through April.
Are you worried that Howard Dean is too angry?
I'm not. I speak to the governor all the time. He's obviously very angry about the Bush administration, but I want people to be angry, that's fine, but I want that to be channeled in a positive way. I want to see the biggest voter turnout you have ever seen in the history of the Democratic Party, and that's what we're working towards.
An awful lot of people think Howard Dean is going to be it. I want to read you one more quote. This is from Will Lester of the Associated Press, writing last week, quoting Republican pollster Bill McInturff. Here's what he said. "They're beginning to really gouge this guy. Look at Howard Dean. And as a Republican, I think about the advertising we're going to run." Chuckling.
You know, listen, Alec, I'll tell you the same thing. In 2000, George Bush, with gaffe after gaffe that he had in the primaries, at certain times had trouble putting sentences together and speaking. I mean, George Bush is going to bring our party together. We need to bring the communities of color. We need to highlight the diversity of our party earlier we've ever done it before. So we get an early nominee, all regions of the country in play earlier than ever before. And we can bring our party together, unify. I remind everybody, we are running against an incumbent president with unlimited amounts of money, anywhere from $500 to $1 billion. That money has to be spent before the primaries end. They will all be aimed at our candidate. And if we're squabbling through the spring without a unified message, our party's in trouble. We will be done by March. We will be unified by the end of March. April, May, June, July, heading into our convention, we're going to be out there with a unified message. The tools are there. The party's in the best shape it's ever been in. We get a nominee. I'm telling you, at the time we're done with it, George Bush is going to wish he didn't run again.
Terry McAuliffe, chairman of the Democratic National Committee, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.